Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dozens of angry teachers and parents rallied outside McClure Elementary School this morning, demanding asbestos be removed before students return to class in that Hunting Park school. KYW's Mike Doherty reports.
This has turned into quite a mess for the school district, and officials will have to do damage control in more ways than one. After initially questioning why teachers were concerned, school was closed once again this morning for elevated levels of asbestos. Rachel Boshin is a teacher who says they've been saying this place is unsafe for over a month, yet they were at school yesterday anyway.
We entered a room and I asked about the air quality in that room, and they said they did not test that room. We demanded that they test the room. The air quality tests came back elevated and unsafe.
And she's furious. So are parents. Shanoa Manley has two kids that go here and says parents were threatened if they kept their children out of class.
They said that if we don't send our children to school, then after so many days of absences, we will be sent to truancy court.
Further tests are being done and parents can check the district website for those results. It's unclear when McClure will reopen. In Hunting Park, Mike Doherty, KYW News Radio.